We're seeing specifically where someone's less flexible, specifically where someone's less stable. And also if someone has any motor pattern, any like mind to body connection kind of issues that's caused them to move in a faulty movement pattern.
Imagine living your normal day and getting your car fueled up on demand. Seriously, check out LA Startup Refill Fuel and enter code WeAreLATech for $10 off. That's Refill Fuel. It's amazing. Literally, you can be anywhere and have your gas totally topped off the tank and not even have to deal with it. No more gas stations. So go to refillfuel.com. That's refillfuel.com. Code WeAreLATech for $10 off. We could not do this without the community believing in our vision together. We Are LA Tech is independently funded, funded by you, the community. So to support We Are LA Tech, go to patreon.com/WeAreLATech. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. So excited to bring to you someone who has created such positive impact in my life for my health as an entrepreneur. I asked him as a favor to me, will you be on the We Are LA Tech podcast and share with all of you guys how you guys could be more healthy in your day to day as well. I bring to you Dylan. Hi, Dylan.
Hey, Esprit.
Thanks for making time today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So Dylan runs a studio. Do you call it a studio?
Yeah.
Yeah, a studio in Brentwood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On about, I think it's Wilshire and
Barrington, yeah.
Wilshire and Barrington. And the way he goes about, he's not just a trainer. So you guys don't jump ahead. He's not like, it's not a normal trainer. I'm going to say it right away and then you're going to be like, what? Really, Esprit? I totally want to hear about this. He really brings science and data into training. And that's why I think he's just completely unique from anything else I've ever experienced. And I wanted to have him on the show because his approach to being the healthiest we can be is a very scientific, data-driven approach. And I know that we all appreciate that in the tech world. So, Dylan, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, talk about how you started DC, and then what am I talking about when I talk about science and data and you?
Yeah, I mean, amazing intro, by the way. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My name's Dylan Conrad. My studio is DC Fitness. We have a private and small group personal training studio in Brentwood. And should I tell how I got started?
I mean, that would be great, right?
Yeah. I told you my story.
No.
So growing up, I was really overweight and, I would try to work out like 2-3 times a day. And I was like, you know, 11, 12s. And I developed some really bad workout problems. And I would lose a lot of weight initially. And then I'd get burnt out or injured.
Yeah.
Usually both.
Yeah.
And then I would gain all the weight back. So I kept yo-yoing until I was in college.
Yeah.
And met some mentors, taught me how to read research, how to apply it to my personal training clients. Yeah. I started training as a personal trainer in the rec center. I also started working in the strength and conditioning facility at school. And all the research I was reading was on athletes and in terms of body composition, performance, injury rehabilitation, and prevention.
Right.
And I was like, okay, light bulb. Yeah. Why don't I just do functional training like all these guys are doing for their athletes because they're getting the best results. So I adapted this to my training clients, got some great results. And that kind of spurred a lot of things. And along the route, you kind of got into metrics and data like, we love measuring.
Yeah.
If there's something we can measure, we're going to measure
it. But it's not just measuring. It's not just taking a tape. And I mean, I've had my girlfriends do this with me to like for dress sizes or whatever.
Right.
And then you take, what is that, foldable measuring tape and you put it around your body. I'm like, you guys, as though you could see me, I'm like making the moves right now. But yeah, it's not that when you say measuring. Yeah.
No. Well, I mean, we do that because we with all our, what I noticed was, for myself, and I've worked with trainers myself because I'm a big believer in accountability and progression and someone pushing me. And what I noticed, I was just like a month in, 2 months in, I'll just lose motivation.
Yeah.
I would have no metrics, no measurable, like subjectively, I'd look in the mirror like, oh, look, I look better and my knee feels a little better. But I never had like some objective measurement feedback for motivation and just to keep track of how I was doing.
Right.
And so I started implementing that with myself and my clients. But it's funny when you're saying like, oh, you don't like put a measuring tape around you. Well, we do that monthly, but that's not all we measure. We measure muscle imbalances. So we're seeing specifically where someone's less flexible, specifically where someone's less less stable. Mm-hmm. And also if someone has any motor pattern, any like mind body connection kind of issues, that's caused them to move in a faulty movement pattern.
But you're doing this because you could just see it with your eye, or you have a machine to help you find this data?
I mean, I didn't invent any of these things. Like, and we also use Intellimetrics, which is a ultrasound device that measures your body fat each month.
Yeah.
But I didn't make any of these things up. It's all stuff that I've kind of, all these tools.
Yeah, it's basically a physical tool.
The FMS, it's called the functional movement screen. You can look it up, functionalmovement.com. It's a battery of 7 different tests. We take everyone through. And really what we're looking for is two things. One is if they're doing the small group personal training, they have to have a level of fitness and movement there.
Right.
So they have to have a specific score or above.
Mm-hmm.
We're also looking for low scores that will signify any like flexibility limitations, stability limitations, or movement pattern dysfunctions.
Mm-hmm.
So we can build them a customized, not only exercise program that will stay away from stuff that they're having issues with. So basically we want to see what movements they can really hammer in, because a big thing is when people are injured, they have dysfunctional movement patterns or lack of mobility issues. They still want to work out, right? You still want to work out intensely, but there's certain exercises we want to stay away from, but there's exercises we can really hammer in and create more intensity and progression that way.
It's so cool because when I first met Dylan, I got connected to Dylan through a friend of mine. Shout out to Kelly at 3-Day Rule. And Dylan and I did not connect because of what 3-Day Rule is. You're like happily married, right? You're married. Yeah. Like, but Kelly's awesome. Kelly has been so supportive. I love Kelly.
Love you, Kelly.
You guys, LA Startup, 3-Day Rule. They're awesome. They've been on the show. So we got connected through that because I said I really want to live a healthy lifestyle. And I went in and... Do you still do the same thing that I did? Like, can we talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely. The assessment that you went through?
Yeah, it blows my mind that you just do that for free.
I was blown away with how blown away you are.
Are you still doing it for free?
Yeah, we do. We offer a complimentary assessment, surprisingly, still. It's something I always just kind of, I was like, I'm always going to do these assessments.
No, but here's the best part. He had no expectation. Obviously, he wants people that do the assessment to be a part of, you know, his program naturally. But there were no expectations. There was no like guilt. It was no pressure. It was like, if this is right for you, awesome. And if it's not, I'm happy to have had the opportunity to support you in your journey. And it was like wild. Not just like your attitude behind it, but the kind of data. You guys can go in and it's like the data is just dope.
Yeah. Yeah,
so talk about that, because I don't think we're really giving it
enough of what it is, the data.
Yeah, because I want you guys to understand, he didn't like look at me and from his, you know, perspective of his goggles through the world, decipher of how he should train me. He literally took these random tools that he was so passionate about and this equipment, and he was telling me why he was so passionate about this equipment and utilized all these things. And then this data popped up on the screen, and then he knew, he's like, okay, so this is how it would need to go if we start working together.
Yeah, exactly. So, the one thing we left out was the Intellimetrics, the ultrasound body fat thing we use.
Let's talk about the whole thing.
Okay,
yeah.
It's so cool, and why I love it. It's like a really small startup company out of Livermore, and it's really big internationally. But in here, it hasn't been used that widely, which
Livermore
is so surprising.
Is England, right? No,
it's Livermore. Sorry, in the Bay Area.
Oh, in the Bay Area.
Yeah,
I was like, you said international. I was like, okay.
My uncle used to work at the Lawrence Livermore Labs, which is like this big. Actually, like he was working on like the biggest laser in the world. Whatever.
Yeah.
So that's why I know where Livermore is. But anyway, so it's this company out of Livermore. It's a really small company. And basically what I'm able to do is, have you ever had your body fat tested before me, by the way?
I don't think I've ever done the kind of,
So if you're listening out there and you've gotten your body fat measured with Skinfold calipers, it's kind of the same idea.
Oh, yes. I think
but
I
we're
have
using
to
a sound. We're using an ultrasound device that shoots a signal through your body. It's going to pass at different speeds through fat and muscle. So we'll be able to use the amplitude to gauge how many millimeters of body fat you have in each area. And alternatively, how many millimeters of muscle you have in each area.
Yeah.
It's the most accurate handheld way you can measure body fat, but we're able to see different points. Where you're storing more body fat. And we're also able to see a overall picture of how much body fat percentage you have.
Yeah.
Cool thing is we get to measure that, graph it. There's like lines and trends that show us how you're trending and which points each month when we measure that every four weeks. So once you're about to switch a program, we see how you're doing, see if you're responding to the program we want you to, or if you plateaued, and then we can switch it up and use that as our guide.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so, so cool.
And then we did some strength and endurance testing as well, which is pretty cool. And that really, you know, everyone, even if they do the small group personal training, they're still doing using a customized program.
Right.
So we're able to use the strength and endurance testing combined with FMS and all the other
testing we're doing. No, but talk about this in the strength and endurance testing, you also use tools.
Yeah.
So talk about those.
I mean, yeah, well, what we're really looking for in the endurance testing.
No, but what are even the tools that you used? Yeah.
I mean, we just use the basic bike, but we're using what's called the Wingate test.
Okay, well, go for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's super dorky.
To me, it was all foreign. We like dorky.
I know. Well, so basically what we're trying to do is see what your aerobic capacity is. And we're using that bike just to kind of see how your heart rate responds to respond to that stimulus.
Right.
And from there, we're able to taper where your endurance program should kind of lead. And where, you know, it's funny, like I had a conversation with someone the other day. I'm like, okay, is it 80% nutrition and 20% training?
Yeah. I think about that all the time too.
All the time, right?
Yeah.
And that's like the constant. And I'm like, okay, think of it this way. If you took someone who was training intensely 6 days a week,
yeah,
but diet, can I curse on here?
Yeah, it's a podcast.
I'm not going to, but
no,
diet
do it.
Stinks.
Yeah.
Then it's probably going to be 100% diet, right?
Yeah.
And alternatively, if you took someone that's eating perfectly every single day, but they don't work out, then it's going to be 100% training.
Yeah.
So what we're really trying to find in that assessment is 1% of each part of the components of endurance, strength, how your technique looks, how far we can progress you in each complex exercise to see what percentage we're looking at. Because we obviously want to work from the weakest link.
You know,
your body only responds to the stresses that you put on it, which is why people plateau. You know, you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to obviously plateau. So we want to find what's the limiting factor and then build upon that. And then once you have that up to par, then we can start focusing on other training qualities.
Awesome.
And then I was showing you we use what's called linear periodization. So linear periodization is...
Are you guys so excited about this like I am? I'm like, it's like such a complicated word. I love it.
Linear periodization. I'm just going to start throwing out like really geeky kinesiology terms here. So linear periodization is basically where it's adapted from athletes and athletic performance. And basically, you know, athletes have to peak at certain times of the year, right? So what they do is they build these year-long programs. We build six-month programs, but they build these year-long programs and there's blocks of training that you're focused on different qualities.
Right.
That makes it so you don't plateau. It also makes sure that you're peaking with the right quality.
Right.
So if you had a baseball player, for example, who was like, you know, in fall, they want to peak with their power. Obviously, you're going to be training power right before that so they can peak that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we use linear periodization a little bit differently. We use blocks. Most of our clients come in because they're injured or have like little nicks and pain, nagging pains, but still want to work out really intensely around it.
Mm-hmm.
And people come to us to lose body fat as well. So with us, we're trying to, you know, if their goal is like, hey, I want to be in the best shape at X time. Obviously, if it's like a month out, we can't do that.
Yeah.
But if they're like, hey, it's January, by summer, I want to be in the best physical shape. We'll peak them right there. So we have like different programs. We have different blocks.
I didn't
show you that. I showed you the graph for sure.
It was so much cool information.
It was so much knowledge dump on you. Yeah.
It was so cool. That's awesome.
So
you can help all of Los Angeles get ready for bikini season, essentially.
Essentially, yes. Just by that graph. And that's it. I'm trying to think what else we use.
You use this. I feel like it was a wood thing to test my flexibility.
Yeah, that was the FMS.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you describe more? Sorry. Into more about FMS.
I'm a big fan of it. I didn't create it.
And these things weren't cheap for you to buy.
No. And you have to take certification processes too, which are, you know, $300-$500 a pop each time you do it. And FMS has like six of them. But the FMS was created in, it got big around like the 2000s. I don't know if there's any football player, like people that watch football. Do you follow football at all?
No, but okay. Go for it.
Yeah. The Colts won the Super Bowl in like the early 2000s.
Okay.
And they had the lowest injury rates. And so what they started looking at was like, okay, what did this team do differently than any other team? And they realized that this team was implementing what was called the functional movement screening, which was discovered by this Virginian physical therapist by the name of Gray Cook. And basically what they do is they're just testing functional patterns, seeing where the limitations are, and then retesting them, you know, and kind of seeing they had one of the tight ends, like they were progressing these guys because they were, they're athletes and they respond super, super fast, everything. Yeah. So they had like, they're really challenging them. I mean, remember the overhead squat? So you're basically, your feet are under your shoulders and straight ahead. You're holding the dowel over your head and you were squatting while maintaining that dowel right over your head.
Yeah.
So he got so good at that, that they put weights over his head and had him squat weight over his head. So they were like really getting fun and progressing. But what they realized is, hey, we want lower injury rates. We want injury prevention.
Yeah.
Then that exploded the FMS. And since then they've had the, you know, they have a huge certification process. They even have a one that we didn't do called the SFMA. There's where it's just breakouts.
You're like holding it on me. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. But it basically, you're breaking down the body in its functional patterns.
Yeah.
So there's a way the body is designed to move in terms of what should be nice and tight and stable.
Yeah.
And alternatively, what should be loose and flexible.
Yeah.
And with the functional movement screening, we're trying to figure out, okay, what went wrong? Where would that go wrong?
Right.
And is it a motor control issue? Is it like your mind to body telling you like you're squatting wrong? Or is it actually like a tightness or a stability issue?
Totally.
So with that kit, that's what we're doing. That's the FMS. We're testing hip mobility. We're testing hip stability. Mm-hmm. We're testing ankle mobility. We're testing glute strength, hip extension strength. We're testing your core stability.
Amazing.
We're testing your shoulder mobility and your shoulder stability actually as well. So, you know, my school of thought is that all dysfunctions happen from the core out.
Right.
So you think of the core. What do you think about, Esprit? Like
stomach sit-ups.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and that's
or
part
of yoga. Feel your core, tighten the core.
Exactly. Which, you know, they're all right. And and you're right. Absolutely. But there's also other parts of the core. So the core you want to think about that goes actually from the bottom of the rib cage.
Mm-hmm.
So right here and then above the hips.
Right.
And actually wraps around, not just in the front. Like when everyone thinks of the core, they just think of the front. It actually wraps around 360. So all the way around.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a stable core, if you're like super arched in your low back and you can like, if you see someone walk around, you can kind of see the ribs through their shirt. That's a little dysfunctional movement. It's like a little dysfunctional, I guess a muscle imbalance.
Yeah.
So if you can obviously drive those down using the diaphragm or using, which is why we do so many breathing exercises in our training.
Yeah.
Or you can, you know, loosen up your thoracic spine or find out why that rib is flaring.
Yeah.
Then you can have a more stable core by pushing that down. And so if you have, you know, it's kind of like if a bridge had wires that were stronger on one side and weaker on the other, the bridge is going to collapse.
Yeah.
Well, obviously your spine's not going to collapse because we're not made of glass. But if you have one part of your core, which is, you know, your low back, obliques and front firing harder than the other ones, then that's not going to be a stable core. It's not going to be, you're not going to be engaging your entire core.
Right.
So every dysfunction, this is my tangent. I kind of ran off there.
No, I'm like so into it right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, my belief is that every dysfunction that we have really stems from the core.
Yeah.
So in the warm-ups, we're obviously trying to get that core nice and stable using breathing exercises, using different like variations of core training, and then have you, obviously that's going to be a transient result. Yeah. It's not going to last like the whole session, but if we can do some functional patterns like a squat or like a, some sort of hip hinge or a push-up even to hammer that functional pattern in, it's easier to hold throughout everyday life.
Yeah.
So what we're finding is we're able to reverse a lot of muscle imbalances by stacking functional movements on top of the actual core engagement exercises.
I love it. And so the way I became like attracted to the work that Dylan does is some of you may know, like last year I was injured for 5 months out of the year. I was missing space in my spine and I was on a mission to put space back into my spine so I wouldn't be in so much pain. And so for 5 months I was in severe pain and I am so grateful that now I'm healed, but it made me really aware that I want to be careful of the use of my body.
Mm-hmm.
That it's important to always be mindful of how I'm using my body all day, every day, because it could create really devastating consequences if I'm not careful like it did last year. And so when I saw that Dylan's approach was very scientific and data-driven, I wanted something like that. Well, one, because, you know, we don't really know what's happening inside our body. Like, I didn't get thousands and thousands of dollars of all sorts of tests. I did get MRIs and x-rays and stuff. But, like, I don't know if I could move one way and then I'm going to be right back to where I was last year.
Right.
And so I was like, hey, like, this is great because you could look exactly what's going on with me and we could get myself into rigorous, like, fitness shape, mm-hmm. but in a very safe way.
Right.
And I'm a person that I cycled. I did the spin classes. I did boxing mm-hmm, classes. Mm-hmm. I did, like, not CrossFit, but CrossFit. I did so much.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And I, you know, to kind of cap on what you're saying is, like, I think the big thing that I liked when you came in was that you were so into, like, technique, because form really follows function, right? Yeah. So if your form is crap, you're probably obviously going to use, like, the wrong muscles or, like, even worse, load up your joints wrong. So we're really big sticklers on form and technique. Yeah. Also, you know, we're working in front of us all day long. So we're, like, at our computers straight ahead and then we're walking straight ahead, right? Like, we never move side to side or rotationally.
Totally.
But our body, you know, if you look at, like, how the hips move, it's actually our like, our femurs are rotating around our pelvis when we're moving. And our pelvis is even rotating a little bit too.
Right.
So if we just work straight ahead, we're just influencing those imbalances that you already have. If we can work side to side and rotationally and add that component, obviously in a safe manner and make it progressive.
Right.
It's going to get people a lot better, a lot quicker.
That's awesome. And so I don't know how you guys are receiving this episode. I think you definitely find it interesting, but I think some part sounds like a spree. Is this like a commercial for Dylan? Or I want to be really clear. The one session I had with Dylan, like, really impacted my life in a positive way. And I asked him as a favor to me to share that knowledge with you. And I think it's insane that he offers that for free. And I wanted to extend that awareness to you that, like, you could literally contact Dylan and get the same thing that I got done for free. And then if it's right for you, you know, work out at his studio, but he's not going to put pressure on you. Talk about that a little bit more, because what I really liked about it is you made having a high level personal trainer accessible. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Well, I mean, look, when you came in, you know, I don't, we're not the best fit for everyone. Right. And we get that. And we want to have people in the gym that can really actually make this happen, because we do ask a lot of our clients in terms of, like, what they do on the side and, you know, obviously we want them to see results. So that's why we put that high level on them. So we get it, and we're not the best fit for everyone. And obviously we can't take every client that we talk to on, but I can definitely point them in the right direction, you know, and that's why I got into this field, is to help people, even if I can't. But I got off track there really badly.
Well, you know,
we were talking about the, how do I kind of, like made it so accessible.
Do you know, you guys asked him, I was like, how can you afford to do this?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, well, actually I'm going bankrupt this year. So
no,
perfect.
Stop.
I'm kidding. No. So basically, like, you know, I did mostly one-on-one training. But I realized that I was just standing over the client and, like, counting reps, and like, I'm not a yeller. Like, if the program's designed efficiently and effectively, that does all the work. So I don't need to stand over someone and, like, hey, push harder. Yeah. You know, the program does that. It's set progression.
When you say the program, what does that mean?
Yeah. So we create customized exercise programs, functional exercise programs for each client. So we use the functional movement screening. We use the, you know, the body fat results. We use the circumference measurements. We use the strength and endurance testing.
But you have a trainer looking over you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You make it sound like maybe the program is like a television screen.
So the program is basically each person that comes in, we run a specific program, right? And with, like, exercise, set reps, and we log all the weights. We're writing everything down each week.
Right.
But a client, a trainer is taking you through it, just like I was talking about. Right. Like, we're really big sticklers for form. I always try to get into, like, oh yeah, let me do, like, online programming for people. And, like, if you follow any fitness people on Instagram, like, everyone does online programming. But I always felt like I was watering it down, because the form is it's a skill.
Yeah,
it really is. Learning to squat properly is a skill. Learning to do a proper push up is a skill. Learning how to stabilize your core and keep it in neutral is a skill.
Right.
So how am I going to develop skill if I don't have, you know, the eyes on them?
Totally.
So what I realized is, you know, over this, when I was just doing the one-on-one, is that I was like, okay, I want to create community, right? Just like you want to create community and rocking the shirt.
I'm wearing the Weird Al Yankovic shirt.
She gave it to me earlier today. Yeah. Am I, like, the guy that wears the shirt to the concert of the guys he's seeing? Like,
I don't know, but I, like, love it. It was so cool seeing you in the shirt.
I love it. It's really comfortable. I'm like total ADHD. But anyways, so what I was realizing is, like, okay, I want to have a community aspect. And I want to make it so I can train more than one person at a time. So they can interact with each other. I can interact with them.
Right.
A. B, I can look at all their technique and put them in a group setting and create custom programs for each person. So you're doing your own routine and I'm telling you exactly what you're doing, showing you the form, making sure that you're doing it right, obviously. And I can see the other two people that are in that small group personal training. So small group personal training is no more than three people. And so when I'm doing that, it allows people to interact with each other, it allows me to spread myself in a way that one, it's everyone's doing it right and progressing and working hard.
Right.
But the other thing is it's making it more cost effective for the client.
Totally.
So, I mean, if someone, and we do have a screening process for it. Someone's not, and it's not the best fit for everyone. I get that.
Yeah.
But if, for the right person, if you screen out of it, semi-private training is great, but we also do offer, you know, this is not a commercial.
No, it's really not a commercial.
Does it sound commercially?
I think sometimes, I don't think we're sounding commercially, but I think it's hard to believe just as humans when we're sold all day long on billboards and everywhere that like literally, I mean, I think at the core, both you and I, no matter what our professions, are community builders.
Yeah.
And so we kind of just like throw our heart out there and hopefully have enough like, what's the word, business acumen or whatever the word is.
Well, I hope my heart's stuck on some of you guys that I just threw out to you.
I love it. So, okay. So primarily people have to go to Brentwood in order to go to your studio to have this assessment. Do you ever go to, like, we have so many startups and tech companies in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Do you ever visit companies inside so,
I
like,
do.
Their teams can experience your
yeah,
work
yeah, yeah,
at their own mm-hmm. office?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of the imbalances that we see are from two things. Prolonged sitting.
Yeah.
And stress.
We don't have any...
Nobody
stress,
has that
right?
that I've met yet, but I'm trying to find some people that have been sitting for a really long time and they're stressed out of their minds. So when I find those people, so basically, you know, all the postural imbalances stem from that.
Yeah.
And so what I've been doing is going to various companies and we talk about different postural drills. First of all, the proper seating posture.
Yeah.
Go over that. And then stuff, obviously some people are just so busy, they actually like can't get up for hours on end. They're in back-to-back-to-back meetings. And like, what do I do? So it's like, okay, this is how you're supposed to properly sit. And if you can't get up every 25 minutes, because that's how long you're supposed to get up, because that's when tissue creep sets in, usually around 15 to 20.
No way.
20 minutes, yeah. So if you can get up once every half hour and like for like 3 to 5 minutes, that's ideal. But sometimes you're in back-to-back meetings and you don't want to be that guy that's like, standing over the person next to you who's sitting and you're just like, wow, this guy's like totally power moving me right now. But
or we're just in a zone working, coding.
Totally. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And I totally get that too. Cause I get the same way, but what you can do is times that you do have break is there's self massage work. I'm a big proponent of massage therapy. I think it's fantastic. So there's stuff we can do with like different implements, to do self massage to kind of break up, any adhesions or knots that have occurred from bad posture.
Yeah.
And alternatively also, I keep saying alternatively, but this is not alternatively.
It started from me.
Yeah.
I started saying alternative. It's like my favorite word of the episode or something. I don't think I've ever used it before. All of a sudden it's just like, what
on
I
your
do.
Mind. Yeah. But you can also do stretches that are, you know, tightening loosening what's commonly tight when you're sitting, which is, you know, you're slouched over the desk and your head's a little forward and your hips and your knees are flexed, which isn't like a good position to stay in all around. And most of the imbalances, you know, really come from that.
Yeah.
Add stress to that mix. Oh,
terrible.
Yeah. It's like, and that's how I opened my studio up, almost 2 years, and July 1 will be 2 year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
And I did that, I was like, thank you.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I know,
oh
we should do something.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that. But so I basically was like training from 6 to 12 in the morning, and I was training from 5 to 8 in the evening, and then the midday I would be sitting and just like stressed out of my mind.
Yeah.
But I was still able to squeeze in like workouts, and my diet was still good, and like, but the only thing that changed, I was stressed and I was sitting.
Right,
and
right.
Like, a bunch of injuries started creeping back up. My body fat went up. I got my like testosterone checked. I'm like, okay, this is a little weird. Like nothing's changed except for that.
Yeah.
And so I started putting these different stretches in to break up my day and different lacrosse ball and foam rolling and self myofascial release is basically a fancy way of saying self massage. I just want to sound really smart for you guys. To break up my day. And I was like, okay, this is, and it started really working really well.
Yeah.
And different breathing exercises and utilizing my diaphragm properly.
Yeah.
We can go down rabbit holes like left and right here.
Okay. So pretty much next steps. So how can
So basically that's how I started. And I was like, I want to offer this to like some of my clients. And it's like, hey, I'd love to come into your office and kind of chat about, you know, with your employees, different stuff they can do to break up their day, stretches, you know, self massage work, different exercises they can actually do. And just healthier ways of living, and that I kind of figured out myself how to go through that I guess it was like a year and a half of just grinding that out. And I got amazing feedback from it, and everyone was really enjoying it and getting a lot out of it. So I started just doing workshops and done for a bunch of different companies, and I love it because when I take people through assessments like you, you know, I'm explaining so much stuff to you.
Yeah.
Well, I get to do that for like a group of 40.
it makes it way easier. Like crazy.
Yeah.
So next steps. I really think that everybody listening just needs to take advantage. How can they reach out to you? How can they set up? You guys, literally doesn't cost. It's just wild. I think he should charge for it, but whatever.
I know. For you guys, it's going to be $30 for the assessment.
Opposite.
Now.
Yeah.
But for you.
How can they access this? How do they get in touch with you? Where do they go?
Yeah, I mean, you can come into the studio at any time. You know, I'm a Barrington & Wilshire. It's DC Fitness. Or email is always great. Dylan, like Bob Dylan, my parents are hippies and they live in Topanga Canyon. And at DC Fit Pros, DC Fit Pros, PROS.com. Awesome. And honestly, it's not for everyone. So obviously I want to have a conversation with the person, whoever it is that you know, is interested in that. And then we can see if there's a reason for me to come in the first place. Sometimes there's not.
Totally. So you do like an initial call.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we did that too. Mm-hmm. And then if it's the right fit, then you have someone come in, and you guys know this, even We Are Like Tech has culture code calls, stuff like that.
Totally.
They come in and then you do this assessment and you take it from there.
Yeah.
You call it an assessment? What do you call it?
Yeah, the first session we call it assessment. And then, I mean, you are working out. Like you basically worked out too,
like,
while you're there.
I worked out, but it's not like a workout.
Like a full workout.
Yeah, it's like to see how like out of shape I am. It's like, yes, I am out of shape. If I didn't completely understand how out of shape I was before, I am clearly aware now how much I need your help.
Anyone that will feel like that their first time coming in, regardless of your fitness level, you know, we take people that haven't worked out for a long time. And then we also take, I almost said alternatively there. And then we also take people that are in amazing shape, but they have just plateaued and need to take this next level. And usually it's, you know, my mission is to make fitness so simple that anyone can get results, because we're talking about all this data. We're talking about, you know, these different scientific methods. But when I present to someone, if I did that and just dumped it on them, they're just going to be paralyzed.
Unless it's me.
Unless it's you. Then you'll just want more and tell me to like explain it even deeper.
It reminds me of, do you know Tim Ferriss?
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of like Tim Ferriss's kind of like body hacks and
totally
really understanding his body from a science and data perspective, and then losing weight or becoming stronger, building more muscle, all based on science and data.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Tim Ferriss. He wrote that book, For Our Body, and everyone, I have it in my office. And I'm like, what do you think of that? And it's funny, it's like 90 to 95% of the stuff in this book, I was like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But 5 to 10%, I will argue to hell and back about.
It's very interesting. I'm sure everybody's dying right now. What is that?
What is that five to 10%? And have you heard of Dave Asprey?
Yes. Yeah. The Bulletproof Coffee.
Yeah. Bulletproof Executive. He's great too. And if you haven't looked up Dave Asprey's hangover hack, check that out. It's great. But a lot of stuff that they do and how research based and data driven they are as well has been a big influence on how I do my things.
Awesome.
So I would say people, you know, like metrics, they like data, they like to measure themselves each month. It's a perfect system for them.
We'll include everything in the show notes. Are you on Twitter or any other social media?
I'm on social media at DC Fit Pros. We have we're pretty active on our Facebook channel as well, facebook.com/DC Fitness 310.
Thanks for hanging out with the We Are Like Tech
Thanks
podcast.
Thanks for having me. It was great. I hope I wasn't too like wordy boring. I hope my heart stuck on some of you guys, because I love this stuff and I'm so passionate about it. I just want to share it with everyone. And
I'm glad you did. If you guys want to connect with more incredible people in the LA Tech community, remember to go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/We Are LA Tech. Thank you. We appreciate you.